A National Guard lieutenant from Arizona is preparing to go to Iraq. But there's something different about this soldier. He's already in the middle of another fight, a political one. 35-year-old Jonathan Payton is a representative in the Arizona State Legislature, and he's trying to figure out how to win the battle for re-election while he's on the other side of the world fighting a war. From Tucson, NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
When Jonathan Payton was a boy, he loved to visit state capitals on vacation with his family. He grew up dreaming of serving in public office. So imagine the thrill when 2 years ago he was elected to the Arizona State Legislature as a Republican representative.
You know, when you dream about something when you're a little kid and you're able to do it, and then you find out that it's actually better than what you dreamed it would be, it's an awesome job.
At least for 6 months a year, Arizona has a part-time legislature. Payton found himself wanting to serve his country the rest of the year, so he enlisted in the Army National Guard. Last summer, he went to Fort Benning, Georgia for training. One day, he says he heard instructors ticking off his fellow soldiers' assignments: Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan.
And then I heard them mention my name, and they say, well, he's an elected official. He'll never have to go anywhere. And that really bothered me that people would believe that.
So when Payton heard the Army was sorely in need of his specialty in Iraq, he's an intelligence officer, he volunteered. Problem is, he's scheduled to ship out a few weeks before his September 12th primary election. He's not scheduled to return until a few weeks after the legislative session begins in January.
Jonathan Payton, and I was born and raised here in southern Arizona. I grew up in East Tucson.
Until he leaves, Payton's campaigning here at a recent debate at the library in Green Valley, a retirement community south of Tucson. He didn't mention his deployment at the appearance, and afterward, his two challengers, Dave Gowan and Frank Caligari, had only praise for his actions.
All I can say is, best of luck to him, and I'll pray for him.
Well, certainly I'd wish him well, and I think it's an honorable thing to serve your country.
Jonathan Payton's district is heavily Republican, so whoever wins the Republican primary is likely to win the general election. Two House seats are up for grabs, and four Republicans are running in the primary. Payton's fellow incumbent candidate, Marion McClure, doubts his absence will become an issue in the campaign.
If it does, I think it's not going to be the smartest thing anyone has ever done.
Indeed, his military service may work in Payton's favor. Voter Phyllis Griggs says she's already made up her mind to vote for Payton, but if she hadn't...
It would make a big difference that he was willing to go over there and serve 6 months in the military.
So for you, it's a positive. You're nodding your head, yes.
Yes, yes.
Once he's on active duty, military rules forbid Payton from campaigning. So he's asked friends, family, and fellow legislators to appear for him. And he's spending the remaining few weeks mapping out his absentee campaign strategy. He's philosophical about his chances.
Bottom line is, this election is important to me, but if I don't win because I'm not there, because I'm doing something I feel is morally right, then that's how it has to be.
And if he does win, Jonathan Payton plans on returning before the legislature takes up most of its important business. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.